Praise his name. Let's all stand if you mind. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative for all you've done, your grace. Lord, when you miss a few services, Lord, so thrilling to be back in your house. Lord, to hear you speak to us, and to, Lord, draw closer to you. I ask, Father, that you would just bless us, each and every one that's gathered here. Strengthen us, encourage us. Lord, feed us of thy word what we have need of, for only you truly know what we need. Lord, you can look into the depths of our heart. Lord, we just leave our souls, our life in your hands, Lord. Bless us now. May you have your way and draw us ever closer to thee and just bless every phase of the service is my prayer. And we ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would. I'd like to sing in our capstone books. Amen. Page 72. God dips his love in my heart. Hallelujah. When God dips his pen of love in my heart and writes my soul a message he wants me to know, his spirit, oh divine, killed that sinful soul of mine. Hallelujah. When God dipped his love in my heart, well, I said it wouldn't tell it to a living, so how he brought salvation with him made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love. Jesus did his part, amen. Well, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. It's my happy soul on fire. Hallelujah, when God dipped his love in my heart. Sometimes though the way is dreary, dark and cold, and cares of life and sorrow tries to keep me from my goal, I go to God in prayer. I can always find him there. Hallelujah, to whisper sweet peace to my soul. Amen. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. I brought salvation with me. But I found I couldn't hide such love. Jesus did his part. Well, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Oh, set my happy soul on fire. Hallelujah, when God dipped his love in my heart. He walked every step of Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely and bring a better day. My life was steeped in sin, but in love he took me, amen. Hallelujah. Every step, well, I said it wouldn't do it to a living soul. I brought salvation, amen. Think about it. I such love, Jesus did his part. Well, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my happy soul on fire. Hallelujah, when God, amen. Think about it, sing it again. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. I brought salvation when he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love. Jesus did his part. Well, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my happy soul on fire. Hallelujah, when God dipped his love in my heart. Sing that last verse. Oh, he walked every step of Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely and bring a better day. My life was steeped in sin, but in love he took me in. Hallelujah, his blood washed away every stain. Amen. When I said it wouldn't tell it to a living soul, I brought salvation when he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love. Jesus did impart. Well, it makes me laugh and it Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. I brought salvation when he came, but I found I couldn't hide as Jesus did impart. Well, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my happy soul on fire. Hallelujah, when God dipped his love in my heart. Amen. If you experience that love dipped in your heart, oh, hallelujah. Oh, to put a smile on your face, no matter what trials you may be going through. Amen. Cast your cares on him. Amen. Page 79, just over thing, little chorus. He lives. Amen. Is he living in your heart? Amen. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Oh, he walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Amen. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Oh, he walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. Oh, he lives within my heart. Amen. Oh, he lives today. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Page 23. Amen. Everybody that's going to be there is going to be happy. You believe that? Amen. Praise his name. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon his glory share. Oh, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, there will be such joy and happiness and singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, everybody will be happy. Will be happy. We will hear nobody weeping and no mourning in that land, for no burdens there will be for us to bear. All the people will be singing glory, glory to the Lamb. Everybody will be happy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, everybody will be happy. Will saved us and who kept us by his grace and he brought us to that land upon his faith, everybody will be happy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, everybody will be happy. Will be happy. Over there. Oh, we will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy. Time. Let's go ahead and on page 100. It's so familiar. Amen. Such a wonderful song. Joy unspeakable. Oh, yes, amen. I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. Oh, while I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free. Yes, free indeed. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory, oh, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the half has never yet been told. Oh, I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. Amen. Oh, what a wondrous blessing. I am saved from that awful God. Amen. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Describe it, to try to tell someone about it. If they've never experienced it, it's impossible. Amen. Describe the joy that puts in your heart. Amen. He's wonderful. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Luke, would you like to come up and take up the offering? Hallelujah. Amen. That's the blessing on you. Let's talk about Jesus. Amen. King of kings is here. Do you like talking about him?
Amen.
Amen. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of kings is he. The Lord of lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am.
Truly, saints, he's really the only thing worth talking about. All other conversations and words will pass away. Amen. But he's forever, eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. How many have a request on your heart? Something on your heart? Amen. Yes?
Can we keep Brenda in our prayer? She lost her two brothers and now an uncle.
Amen. Yes, let's keep her in mind. Lord, we don't know what's going on, but pray that his will be done. Amen. Keep her in your hearts. Brother Phillip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful and thankful for your love and mercy and grace on us, Lord. We appreciate, Lord, very much how you brought us out of the way of sin and death and darkness, Lord, and have given us a life and a light of Jesus Christ in our life, Lord, to lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. And we pray, Father, tonight for every need here. We pray for those that are absent, Lord, that, my God, whatever the problem is, Lord, we pray whether it be a physical need or a spiritual need or a material need, dear God, that you just meet the need, Lord, and may it not fail to give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all, Lord, and pray, dear God, that you remember the one that they requested prayer for, Lord, that you meet the need there, Lord, in such a way, Lord, we bring glory and honor unto your name. And we pray tonight for thy word as it comes forth, Lord. My God, we pray that you anoint the lips of the speaker, Lord. Anoint his mind and his heart. And my God, he speaks a word, Lord. And my God, just be with our hearts and open our hearts and our minds, Lord, to your word, Lord, that we might be strengthened thereby. We pray now and ask these things all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? All right. Anyone else have a song special or anything? Amen. Praise his name. All right. Praise his name.
Praise the Lord. You love him.
Amen.
With all your heart.
Yes.
Body, soul, mind, spirit, and strength. All that you are. Your whole life. Amen. I pray that we've each come to this evening asking God to feed us his word.
Yes,
give us revelation of the word as it comes forth. You know, again, the scripture could just be words if God doesn't reveal it. Let's ask God to reveal a word to us. I don't care if we've heard a word maybe 50 times, maybe a scripture read. Look how many times I read scriptures. But it seems like every time I read it, there's something about it that's alive. And it becomes greater and greater in my heart. That's what I ask the Lord to do for me tonight. That every scripture, every quote I hear, whatever it may be in that word, Lord, quicken it and make it alive in my heart. Amen. Oh, praise his name. Let us all stand. We're going to ask Brother Timothy to come this evening and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. And just be in prayer now, asking God to help our brother and bless him and strengthen him and make it easy for him. Amen. Nothing like when you get behind the pulpit and the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes down and just pushes you, drives you. Amen. It's so wonderful. Amen. Let's sing our little chorus. Lord, I believe. Amen. Do you believe his word? Let's sing it together. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Do you believe that? Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Precious Heavenly Father, we have come this evening with hungry hearts. Lord, we just come letting you have your way. Lord, these precious things you've laid upon my heart to bring, Lord, may somehow it help someone. Lord, there's a purpose behind everything we do.
And every circumstance in life happens for a reason. And Lord, through it all, may you receive the glory and the honor. And tonight we just pray, Lord, that you open up these scriptures to us. And Lord, just let it strike our hearts maybe in a way that you knew it needs to and somewhere. And Lord, that through that, Lord, it may would cause a greater desire, a greater pull, a greater hunger in our hearts. Tell her to take heed to you in this hour and what you would have for us. And Lord, we just commit the service unto you and ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you feel his presence?
Amen.
I know he's here with us. Hallelujah. Why? Because I brought him with me.
Amen.
While you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles to the book of Romans. Just going to take a little walk through the scriptures this evening and some things that have been meditating upon my heart, and I just got to reminiscing, and it just causes a jubilation on the inside of my heart, and I'm praying that some way that the precious word will just extend out to you in the same way, and maybe it'll cause a little something greater in our hearts. But Romans, the 10th chapter, very familiar scripture, and about the 14th verse there. And how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. A very, maybe a strange scripture to open with, but just a little thought still in my heart. And you know, God's had all things in his mind when he placed us here.
Oh, yes.
And when you just walk back through the scriptures and begin to see how God has dealt with his people all down through time.
Yes.
And how he led Abraham, and how he led the different prophets of old. And how Moses, he led Moses, and how he spoke to the children of Israel, lift ear, but then he set it in order that he would no longer speak to them, but through a prophet. And then we see as we come on over into the scriptures, and we begin to see how God gave the ministry, as Paul set it forth, that ministry was given for a work and for a purpose. But nevertheless, you may not be called as a minister. You may not be one that's getting behind a pulpit. But every day your life is manifesting forth what you believe. We might go out and preach a lot of things with our mouth, but every day our lives is our testimony. And when you stop to think about that and all of how God has set it all in order, I just got to thinking about this, and I thought we would just go back and read some scriptures and take a look at what God has done for you and for me. And I want you to stop and think tonight where we all could have been and where we have been. And it's only God's mercy and grace that we sit here tonight with a desire burning in our hearts. But we don't just gather here for no reason. We've gathered here for a purpose, and that's to have God speak to our hearts. And I'd like to turn here to the 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and just listen to these scriptures as we go along and let God speak to your heart. Just let him, just let the words and meditate on it and think about it. We've heard all these things, but you know, situation where we lost a loved one, you know, and we went to church, and you see many men and their doctrines, and someone that they have this Bible, the same Bible you and I are going to read out of tonight, and they read the same scriptures, and they read the same quotes, but they only go so far, and they can stop. And we've seen down through the times and through the ages, we've seen that all take place where men can come so far. But God, in this day and by grace, we have seen that he has given us the pure, unadulterated word. And he sent us a prophet, and by grace we see that the prophet was sent to us. Now, many people say they know a prophet came, and many people claim to know who he was. But revelation of who he truly was, the words that prophet spoke, which was in his words, but the same as the scripture that was speaking, will create a work in a person's life if there's a seed down on the inside for it to get a hold of. If there's something down in there, that a spark of life that was there from the beginning, that was predestinated. You know that little germ, like corn of wheat, whatever it is placed in the ground. God placed life in it. And that life was meant to be placed into the soil. And that soil, that little gene was made for water to fall upon it. It was made for the sun to come out and shine on it. And it can't help but to bring forth life that's laying on the inside of it. But listen here in 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter, and we're going to read to start at the 10th verse. And speaking of Paul, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life and purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and patience, persecutions and afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and at Iconium and Lystra. And what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now God give us this scripture, everything that's written in here, and he told us that all scripture was written by men of old as they were moved by the power of the Holy Ghost. They wrote this book and assembled it. That today, that me and you and I could stand here and we could have a, God set it in order that there would be someone here to speak this word that we would hear in our time, in our season. A ministry that would bring it forth. But it's God's word and it's not the ministry. And if there's something that grabs a hold of you down on the inside, it's not the man that gets the glory, but it's God.
Amen.
And you know, I got to thinking about these things, and I got to thinking back, you know, oftentimes many people will reference back to, "Oh, I remember the night God got a hold of me." And you may hear this in many denominations, "And the Holy Spirit moved upon my heart." But then they, due to lack of revelation and understanding, they let some man steal away from them. God said he's his own interpreter.
Amen.
He interprets his own word. He don't need anyone. Just take it as I have said it.
Amen.
And you know, I got to thinking about that and what God's word can do when you can put man out of the picture.
Amen.
And then begin to look into the scriptures alone.
Yes.
You know, so often we may sit here and think our brother preaches it right. And it's good to agree with our brother and it's good to agree with the pastor. But can you agree with God that God's word is right? Or do you hold a little bit in reserve that, "No, I just don't know about that." But till you give it all 100% your attention to the Lord and give him an opportunity to reveal the word to you, you can know all about this word. Many people knew about the word. And I'd like to turn back here into the book of Luke and read a very familiar situation that happened and start with our Lord. Luke 24. Saints, we gather here every time for a purpose, for a reason. No time should we come through those doors and it shouldn't be burning on my heart. Lord, reveal to me your word tonight. And you know, oftentimes we pick up a message and just read a message to fill time sometimes. I've studied the word, we may think. But if I went to God in prayer, "Lord, you open my understanding." Because without him, our understanding will be dull of hearing. We'll never truly get a revelation of it if we don't cry out. And he wants his people to cry out for revelation. He put us in that state.
Amen.
To do that. But listen here in Luke 24, and we're just going to read here, start at the 13th verse. "And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he saith unto them, What things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying they had seen a vision of angels, and which had said that he was alive. And certain of them which went with us to the sepulchre had found it, even as the women had said, but they saw him not. And then he said unto them, O fools, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he's given them back to them, the law that they've heard all their life, the word they've heard. They've held it, they've read it, they've seen it. Jesus had spent all of his time with them, and he told them he had to do these things would take place. But yet there was nothing that really got a hold down on the inside and rooted and grounded. But here again to renew their minds to the very things they knew. And watch as he began to expound and open their understanding. Watch him as he says, he beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded them the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in as he would tarry with him. And it came to pass that as he set at meat with him, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to him. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us along the way? And while he opened us to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with him. And they were told him, The Lord is risen. But I want you to look at that as the word began to come. He was giving them, he didn't give them nothing but the pure word that had already been spoken of him. And it opened up their understanding. And when he broke bread, their eyes were opened and they knew him. And I want you to think of that as we come in here. We've heard everything that may be written in these books. We've read everything that's laying within these scriptures. But God has called us for a purpose and a higher height than him, as our brother was speaking of that finish line. There's things we've missed. There's places that, yeah, we know what the scripture says. We know what these books say, but we're missing a revelation. An understanding that will open up our eyes and take us that next step.
Amen.
But there's only God's provided way to get to that next step was through the foolishness of preaching. Men's souls will be saved. Through the renewing of your mind, be ye transformed.
Amen.
God placed these things in order for a purpose.
Yes,
and it doesn't matter what state you might be speaking, preaching to a sinner, preaching to somebody. But there is a seed God has a time and a place, the right message, the right word that will spark that life in there to something grab the hold that there's something real here.
Hallelujah.
I see something. I feel it. I feel it inside. I can see it motivating me.
Amen.
That little spark, that gene of life coming alive.
That's right.
But I want you to watch this. Let's go to Acts, the second chapter real quick. And I want you to watch this. Through the preaching of the word, what's taking place. This is in the book of Acts in the second chapter.
Yes.
And maybe to save some time, I can skip down here a little bit. We'll just go ahead and catch a little bit of the first here. And it says, And when the day of this second chapter, book of Acts, first verse. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. All these things that have been spoken to them, when the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, shall come, he will teach you all things and guide you into all truths. And I want you to think about that. As that Holy Spirit come down and filled Peter, they come out of there dancing, staggering under the anointing of the Spirit. But then they got out in the street. Maybe see where I wrote down here. Amen. I didn't write this one down. It just came to me. But then we'll drop down to the 14th verse. And it says, Others mocking said, 13th verse, Others mocking said, This men full of new wine. And we know the story. I'm just trying to skip some time. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you this day, and hearken to my words. And oh my, look at the Holy Spirit giving him utterance. He stood there, these things that he had heard, things he had knew, but the Holy Spirit had put life into it.
Yes.
It wasn't the same man that had denied him at the cross. But there was a new life. There was a realness down there. The Holy Spirit has filled every portion of him. Look at the boldness that came into his life. Look at everything about him was, oh my, now look at him. He wasn't hiding no more. He's standing out there. There was something down in there. And just think about it as he goes on down here. He says, "For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of their day, but this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel." Right back into the scriptures it went. Not his idea, not his explanation, but right back into the scriptures it went for an explanation of what was taking place. Watch the word, 100%. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and all my handmaids I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven. And the sun shall be turned into..." Let me drop on down. And he says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words of Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, and him being delivered, the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up and have loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." And let's drop on down there. And he says, the 36th, he says, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know it surely that God made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for this promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call."
Amen.
What pricked them men down in their heart? There was something in some of them. There was something down in there that as that word was coming, there was something. Oh, there's a truth here. It was a ringing out. And some of them were baptized and took place. But oh my, look at through the preaching what God done with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the genuine word. Not a man's idea.
Yes.
Not a creed mixed in it. And you know, I just want you to think of that. Look where we come from and how many creeds got mixed into the word, and look at the lives. Our lives went into shambles. But look, when you turn around and you begin to come back and you begin to let God tune you up with his word.
Amen.
You may gather in this building. God give us a pastor. He give us the word, a place to come. But the Holy Spirit is watching over his own.
Amen.
To feed them what they have need of. And that little elected seed is going to come to full maturity through the foolishness of the preaching of God's word to crack to them.
Amen.
There is a genuine that's going to come alive. And it's going to be so real in their heart and in their life. And you know, as I was saying, after our funeral was over, and some of the family had gathered around, and it caused quite a conversation. And we spent probably 5 hours speaking about the word and the scriptures and going back and to a people that want to be religious, but they don't even read the Bible and they don't understand. But yet it was so good to be able to sit there. And I didn't have to point them to a man. I didn't have to point them to an idea or a creed, but I could point them back into the scriptures. Search the scriptures if you think you want to have life. That's where you find your salvation, in the scriptures. And we look and we see it's not my ideas, and by God's grace we understand that we wouldn't have the revelation today if it wasn't by God's grace.
Amen.
Through the channels that he has provided.
Amen.
That we recognized and were pardoned by God's grace, imputed enough grace to realize that God had sent a messenger in this last day.
Amen.
To open our eyes and to give us the revelation of that scripture. You say, no, you didn't get it on our own. God's grace through the channels provided, he revealed his word. And that's when it's truly revealed. You don't have to point where he said so. I read it like this. That's what he said. You don't have to.
Amen.
But when God will place a revelation down in there, these scriptures become alive.
Amen.
When the scripture says it is spirit and it is life, there's a real meaning to that.
Amen.
There's a stimulation that comes off reading God's word. There's a stimulation from hearing all of the things that we hear and see.
Yes.
You say stimulation? Yes. As our brother was speaking of a finish, we were sent to finish that work. It's good to come to church, but are you in that number that has seen, it's been revealed you were sent here to be in that number that finished that work and to reach that goal line?
Amen.
To be a people that not just talk about the Bible, not just talk about a message, but be a people that the word has become such a reality, it is alive. It's
Amen.
Not just a story on printed pages, but it's become real.
Amen.
And there's a reality to it. By God's grace, this world is going to end.
Amen.
California's going to slide in. It's not something we talk about, something just the prophet said, but it's a reality in your heart.
Amen.
You see that. You don't worry about all this that's going on the news, and you don't worry about what's happening all over here. There's a peace, a deep, settled peace in your heart that you know that no matter what happens, I'm in the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
I've got blessed peace and assurance that no matter if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, there is one waiting on me. By God's grace of what's laying down the inside, potentially I'm already in that rapture if I can see that I have the new birth and line up with these scriptures as they've been coming forth. That's the purpose of coming here, by the renewing of your mind, confidence in God's word. Hold fast the traditions of your faith.
Amen.
Let's go on over here to Acts the 8th chapter. But I want you to think about this, saints. We don't just gather here, but we come here. God has channels to speak to us. But do we want to be open to it, or do we just think we're coming to hear Brother Steve minister to us? We're just coming to hear Brother Tim minister to us, or whoever would be here to minister. But God is here to bring you to a fullness of the stature of Christ through his word. He chose men and give gifts. But by God's grace, it's the Holy Spirit that we're following.
Amen.
Amen. Think about it, saints. God is God, real. Is a reality to the word, but have we made it a reality? Or have we let things from the past deaden our senses to, yes, we understand, but we're not free enough to go on with what God has for us?
Amen.
Here in the 8th chapter. This is about the 26th verse. Amen. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, and a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had charge of all of her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, and was returning. And sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet, then the Spirit saith unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him and read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb was dumb before his shearer, and he opened not his mouth. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray of thee, whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? And then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Amen. Look at the reality. Just what, here's Philip expounding the scripture to him.
Amen.
But with a willing heart, he wanted someone to explain to him. And he had an open channel and he was pulling. And Philip just began to give him the word.
Amen.
That had been spoken.
Hallelujah.
And look at the Holy Spirit begin to move on that man. And they come to the water and he said, Why hindereth me to be baptized?
Amen.
With desire, true, watch the working of the Holy Spirit. If it's the genuine Holy Spirit, it'll bring that person to repentance. It'll bring that person right where they need to be, 100%. And if God, if you're not satisfied with what God's doing and you can do in your life, and if you just feel that it's still lacking, get into the Spirit and cry out to God that He would give you that. Because there is a reality to the moving of the Holy Spirit in your life to bring every word to a reality and to bring your body subject to every word of God, that it would prove out. That there would be a manifestation in your life that this word is 100% correct.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be proved out that it is truth.
And he said, Then Philip, and beginneth the scripture, and he said, What hindereth me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.
And he answered, Is this that Jesus Christ, thou mayest? And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to notice that. God brought Philip to where that man was because that man had a need.
Amen.
And God will do the same for you. this scripture is not a lie. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall heal the sick.
Amen.
If you say to this mountain, be thou removed, and doubt it not, it shall be. Not it may be, Brother Branham said. But speaking under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he said it would be.
Amen.
And there's a reality to that. And how many of us see that reality in our life? That's, are we consecrated enough? Are we dedicated enough? Does this word mean that much to me? That word, I've heard that word. Who does he speak this of? Us or someone else? Well, the Holy Spirit is here trying to show us that if we will get in tune with the Holy Spirit and the moving of the Holy Ghost and let God have the full preeminence and surrender our lives and be prisoners unto him, these things that was written in this scripture can happen in your life and my life just like he said it would. But it takes a dedicated and a consecrated vessel unto him. Someone that's willing to let this word be their all in all and live throughout through them.
Amen.
But oh my, I want you to look at that. Through the foolishness of preaching, so to speak. Look at what God moved and how he worked. And all those circumstances come right down the line just the way God said they should.
Amen.
Every one of them. Amen. I want to renew your mind to something that I read the last time. I believe this is in Trying to Do God a Service Without His Being His Will, page 9, and this was preached in July 18th, 1965. We notice God reveals his word in his own predestinated season. Now, how could Martin Luther note about the message today? And how could the Presbyterians, how could Martin or the Catholic Church know about Martin Luther's message? How could John Wesley know Luther's message? And how could Wesley know that Pentecostal message? Or how could the Pentecostals know this message? See, he reveals it in its season because it's a seed. And as it grows, it matures, and he reveals himself.
Amen.
And we understand that God, the Holy Spirit, revealed unto Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
That was his portion. That was his allotted scripture for the day. That's as far as he could go. That's all the Lord needed him to go. And God revealed it to him, and it lived. That word came alive and was a reality in his life and many others' lives of that day and time. As he goes on, he says, and the same with Wesley. We see Wesley come on the scene, and God opened up the scripture to him to clean up your lives, holiness, sanctification. We see those things all come into play, and we see God reveal it at a season. And they're reading the same Bible we're reading, the same scripture, but God only opened their eyes to that, what he had allotted for that time. And now we've brought it down. The gifts came into operation. And God opened up the scriptures. Just we had Martin's message, Wesley's message. And now we've got gifts operating. And God opened the people's predestinated eyes at that time for what they were predestinated to be in. And now today we bring it down to the day when the full word has come. God sent a messenger to tie up all the loose ends and to bring forth that word in its fullness. And he predestinated a people here to go that whole way and to see every word that was presented just the way God wanted it done and to live that out. And there has been a people that's been allotted for this time. And they're going to live out everything that God said they would be, just as Martin Luther fulfilled everything that God had for him at that time. Wesley fulfilled his scriptures. The Pentecost movement, it fulfilled its scriptures. And now today the life is going to come back just 100% to the fullness of the stature of Christ right before the appearing of the Lord. There will be a people on this earth that can have that testimony. They know they please God, and their life is a living manifestation of this precious word.
Amen.
It's not a talked about something. It's not something we're dreaming about, something we're looking afar off. But by God's grace, he's revealing that to a select few. And if you can't see it that real and plain in your life, then it's time to cry out to God, Lord, let me be that fireball. Set me on fire, Lord, that would burn out through me, that I would have that same desire. That press our brother's been talking about. It's not just a time to lay back and, oh, it's going to go on for another 10 years. We might have another 20, but it's now. God is looking for someone now to have that life.
Amen.
Look at the expression of the Holy Spirit speaking out the messages. Get in line, tuning up.
Amen.
Make sure you're not out of step, and make sure you're walking right where God wants you to be. There's something coming, and the Holy Spirit is warning us. It's toning us up, putting us right in line. But it's going to be a chosen few. That don't mean everybody in this building is going to be there. It's an individual affair. Paul said he pressed for the mark. He didn't say the Corinthian church was pressing. He said, I press. And that's the way it's got to be for you and I. We must press as individuals for that
Amen.
Mark. Amen. There may only be one going to make it. But as Caleb said, give me that mountain. May that that be our desire. Lord, give that to me. May it be burning.
He said, let me go on down here. He says, like the heat of the sun must open up when it's tender and young and bring it out of the ground, the seed. Then it gives it leaves in another stage. And he regulates the sun and nature. And he regulates the church, the predestinated, the bride, to meet the season that they are living in. And that's what we must see. We can look back in the scriptures and see everybody else's season. But what about our season? Where are we at? And are we ripening to the season that we're in? Even nature itself tells us today, as we see nations breaking and the earth sinking in, the handwriting is on the wall. We see the churches and the state it's in. And we see the bride, the state she is in. And we know by nature that the church is getting ready to leave. What a glorious time. It's a time that all the prophets long to see, this hour. And now he reveals his word only in its season. Martin Luther read the same Bible we did. And Wesley read the same Bible Luther did. Pentecostals read the same Bible we read. Jesus read the same Bible that the Pharisees read. And they had trying to keep the corn in the early stage when it was ripening. They failed to see their hour. And God reveals this word in the season to whom he chooses to reveal it. God chooses who he reveals it to. He chose that before the foundation of the world. And all of his doings were foreknown by him, hidden from man, and he just reveals them as he will. It is his chosen season and his chosen person. And he never did choose a party or a sect. It's a chosen person. That's how he does it. And how we must make sure we're in that. That we see that we're in that, saints, that it's our season now. It's our time.
Amen.
And God is speaking to me. Is he speaking to you? Do you feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the word? God has called someone. You can look out through this land and you can see many that long to be a Christian. They long for what they know to be right. And some of them are doing the best they can with what they have to do with. But God, give a special people a chance, an opportunity to look at the grace that he showed you by opening your eyes and letting you see what we've seen this far.
Hallelujah.
But just remember, there's many people reading the same Bible tonight that we're reading. Many people reading the same books that we're reading. But if God himself does not open your understanding or my understanding to it, we'll go on being the same people reading the same book, the same messages, and we'll never go no farther but just that. That I know there was a prophet, I know what he brought, I know this message. Because God's not calling a church, he's calling individuals. And there's coming a day we're going to stand at that great white throne judgment if the Lord should tarry and he takes that little bride home. And he's not going to judge them people by anything but this right here.
Amen.
And what he revealed. And every man has got a chance to press into that kingdom.
Amen.
But oh my, may we, if we feel anything done on the inside, may we give it our all. Maybe I disagree with my husband. My husband's trying to tell me that something in this word's right. And I want to fight him, and I don't think so. I don't think we have to go that far. But if it's in the word and it's written, you better take heed. It's not your husband. It might be your wife trying to show your husband something. Or it might be the pastor trying to show you something. But if it's written in the word, we best take heed. That it's the Holy Spirit trying to maybe knock on our door one last time. It may come in the strangest of ways. But if God gives us one more opportunity, we better take it with all we've got in us and press.
Amen.
We've spent a lot of time around this message. We've spent a lot of time reading, a lot of time serving the Lord, we call it. But are we here to just let it be of naught, or did we come to finish a purpose for which we were sent? Oh my, may it burn in our hearts.
Amen.
There's a purpose for all things that happens in our lives and we go through.
Amen.
And God brings us here each and every time that he gives us the strength to be here. There's a reason for it.
Yes, sir, yes.
Amen. I'm going to turn to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, I believe. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4. Amen. Just reading a lot of these things Paul has written, I tell you, many wonderful things in the scriptures. Amen. Just think of this as Paul is speaking. He says, 4th chapter in the 1st verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But having renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness nor handling of the word God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of this glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. That he would be the light of our life. His life was the light of men. Oh, saints, may we truly see. We've served God a long time, but it's got to be. As we're coming down to the end of time, we see all these things wrapping up. California has to slide in. The world has to be in turmoil that it's in. All these things are going to take place. But Brother Branham said in that vision, he saw that little bride come around one more time. And she was perfectly in step and in tune, marching in line with God's word. God has given us an opportunity. Many times we were wound up in men's creeds and ideas. Maybe we was out in the world, didn't really know anything about it. But each one of us is, by God's grace, has heard a call in our life. And each one of us sat here as individuals tonight. My husband may not go, my wife may not go, this whole church may not go, but someone's going to go. Someone's going to fulfill that word, the scriptures. Someone's going to have joy unspeakable, as we sing. Somebody's going to have all of the things that's written in that word: peace, joy, long-suffering, brotherly kindness, gentleness, meekness, faith. All of these things is going to be in somebody's life 100%. A reflection of Jesus Christ in this last day. Is it going to be me and you? Oh, I pray that's burning in our heart.
Amen.
That I'm going to be one of them by God's grace. That love is shown out to me. There's something there. But don't forget that God has set that up in order. Along life's path, he has always brought someone.
Yes,
hear a message, there a message. Hear a word, there a word. A stepping stone in your life, a starting place to bring you to where you are today. And how we ought to thank God if we can see that by God's grace there's something leading me along.
Amen.
Oh my, I tell you, it makes my heart glad.
Amen.
But when I can stop to think of how Jesus, when he was speaking to those disciples, and how they said their heart burned within them, I've had that same Jesus speak to me.
Amen.
And I've felt my heart burn within me.
Hallelujah.
And you can each one see that. I can witness when Paul spoke to that eunuch and he said, "Here's water, what hinders me?" I felt the same draw. I've been there.
Amen.
And each one of us should be able to reflect back in that scripture and see that God has led us along every path we've come.
Amen.
He's brought me this far. Can I trust him to lay aside my thoughts, my ideas, my creeds, and say, "Lord, take me on to the next step that you have for me. Don't let me just be a Bible reader. Don't let me just be a message reader. But Lord, let that be alive in me. Let the author be living and manifested in me." Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Amen. You know, I pray it's helped someone's along the way. There's a purpose for all things. You know, things get laid on your mind and your heart, and you just bring it. And I thank God for his word, because in ourselves we can't do nothing. But I thank God that there is a genuine Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And a moving of the Holy Ghost that can convict men's hearts and that can bring men along and show them exactly what they need and where they need to be. And God knows each and every one that's his. And he watches over them, and he said he wouldn't lose any.
Amen.
And by God's grace, I know he's here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As our brother comes, let's sing that little chorus. I don't know what page it's on, but let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Amen.
Amen.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All thou favored divine, all my name.
many things of what Brother Timothy was bringing out this evening. It's just sometimes still so amazing to see, yet God in simplicity, yet take his word and be so powerful. You know, I've thought of that many times, you know, because I think I've even mentioned a pulpit. You know, you can, if you go to town tonight and pick up a newspaper or a magazine and begin to read the magazine or a newspaper, it's just nothing there. There's nothing that happens on the inside. There's nothing, a quickening of the Holy Spirit that takes place. It's just reading a newspaper or reading a magazine. But then to take God's word and pick it up and begin to read it, or to listen to it as it comes forth. No wonder, he said, the word of God is inspired. He said, my word is spirit and it is life. And think about all the examples Brother Timothy gave. Think about that. You know, as the two on the way to Emmaus begin to walk, and the Jesus begin to walk with them. Didn't realize who Jesus was. But when they got down to the end of the road, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the way? I think so many times you can see so many places in the scripture as the word of God was coming forth, what it would do. Look at Stephen's words as he began to preach to those that hated the Lord Jesus. His words as he spoke was cutting and hurting those Pharisees, Sadducees, religious people, to where they wanted to murder Stephen. But yet God's word had power in it.
Amen.
Look at the word as it had power in it as Peter was speaking to the people in the book of Acts. And while he yet spake, the people were filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, the inspired word of God. My word is spirit, and it is life. It's so wonderful to hear the word of God and it quickening your heart. That's why when we do come in here every time, we should ask God to quicken the word of God to our hearts and make it real. That when we're preaching on the word of God, the Holy Ghost can come down and you know there's something real and powerful about it as it comes forth. There's something about it that's turning you on the inside and changing you. No wonder he also said, as I receive the word, I become the word. Amen. The word is so wonderful, so precious. And I want to thank him that he gives me the word.
Amen.
And by grace, I can receive the word. For as Jesus said to his disciples, it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To others, it has not been given. But thank God,
amen,
it's been given to us to know. Oh, God's mercy.
Thank
God's
you.
Grace. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Very much, Lord, for your precious word. That so many people throughout the land are trotting over, chewing at, spitting it out. No reverence, no respect, Lord, for your word. But Lord, when I can see a people that you've chosen before the foundation of the world, for some reason, I can't fully explain it, Lord, other than what your word said. But for some reason, they hear the same words. And there's something that takes place on the inside. Oh, there's a quickening of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I think of those, Lord, as Peter spoke, as we mentioned. As they heard Peter speak, it wasn't Peter. It wasn't Peter's words. Peter was speaking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was telling them what you had done for them, how you died on a cross for them and gave your life for them. And it was those words, Lord, that had power in it.
Amen.
had power in it, Lord, to resurrect a people from a dead life to a living life. And Lord Jesus, your word continues to come forth in this hour, and it resurrects people to a manifesting life. It brings people to attention, Lord, to a finish line. And there's something about it as they receive these things and hear the word of God. It's not the preacher's words. It's scripture. It's the word. It's the word of God. And Lord, it's quickening on the inside. And as we receive this word, Lord, it's going to be that word that takes us to the finish line. Oh God, help us now. Help us to be receivers of that. Every word. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Help us, Lord. We appreciate you now. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us to gather around your word. Lord, it's been such a blessing, and we appreciate it from the depths of our hearts. Now, as we leave this little building, truly don't let us leave the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, but stay true to you. Walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Talk in the Spirit. See by the Holy Spirit. Listen by the Holy Spirit. Let everything be done, Lord. We be led by the Spirit of God. Thereby knowing that we are sons of God, then, Lord. So bless us now. And again, Lord, we bring Sister Gensel before you. Lord, how our heart aches for her. I'm sure, Lord, there's been plenty of grief in her heart these last few days and weeks. But, Lord, you're the great comforter. You promised you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, if you'll just reach down tonight in her heart and touch her. Move in her heart with the Holy Spirit. Lord, she would never be able to get any better comfort than that. So we just send you that way, Lord, tonight, asking that you bless her, sister. And open the doors for her, Lord. Open the doors that need to be opened. Close doors that need to be closed. Oh God, and may you just have your way. And Lord Jesus, we also want to remember Sister Marilyn. Lord, she received some kind of sickness today. And Satan's tried to afflict her. But Lord, you're the healer of all diseases. You're the master of the sea. You're the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Lord Jesus, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit there now and touch her body and make her whole. And may she give you the glory and the honor that's due to you. So many times, Lord, we fail. Fail to tell all that you've done for us. But may we never hide it, Lord, but give you the glory. Go with us now. Bless us in your holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus again.
Beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Bless you.